You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
So, did you have a good Christmas? How was your Christmas? How many times have you been asked that question in the last week? I have answered it multiple times. But of course, there's different ways one might answer that question, depending on your experience. To have a good Christmas probably to most of us means having had the opportunity to get together with family, friends, to have the opportunity to share together the celebration of good food and good drink and good company, to have had the opportunity to come together for prayer, to reflect on the mystery of what this is all about, to ponder deeply. What is the meaning of this Christmas event we celebrate? But not everybody has such opportunities. There are some who this Christmas are enduring pain and suffering, maybe physical suffering, maybe the pain of loss and mourning, maybe the pain of broken families and relationships. These are real sufferings that don't go away, but maybe even become more accentuated during these days of Christmas. How can we answer that question? Did you have a good Christmas? And find something deeper than just the surface meaning. Today we celebrate the feast of the baptism of the Lord. And after this Mass, a crew of folks will descend upon this space, and this whole manger scene will be gone, back to its storage for yet another year. We've had the opportunity to sit before it, to look at it, to ponder the meaning of this. And beyond its sort of romanticized version, it continues to speak to us one singular and profound truth, that God chose to become one with us in all things, to become truly a human being, and to enjoy all that we enjoy, and to feel the suffering and the losses and the pains of being human as well. But in all of it, this event speaks to us that no matter what it is that is part of our life experience at this given moment, God has chosen to be with us and part of us in all of it. Today, our focus, you notice, has shifted. We no longer have walked in the procession with statuary or candles or gifts, but our focus has changed to the center aisle, to light and to water on this feast of the baptism of Jesus. For his birth and the celebration of his birth points to the meaning of his life and the mission of his life, that he has come to announce God's merciful and unconditional love for all humanity. That as the Acts of the Apostles said today, God shows no partiality, but God offers this gift of love, of forgiveness, of mercy, of compassion to all who are open to receiving it. And God comes to announce this. I'm struck by this line from Isaiah this morning where he says, "The coastlands will wait for his teaching. How long did these people wait? For generations, for centuries, they waited for this message, this Savior, this Messiah to come. And now that that message has been announced in the flesh and blood of Jesus in our midst, this phrase is now turned to us. The coastlands will wait for His teaching. Who is waiting for you? You, the disciple of this child of Bethlehem. You, the one who has accepted His mission and His ministry. You and I, all of us together. Who is waiting for us to announce to them this truth that God is with us? We are with them. We are the very announcement of God's loving presence in the world. Isaiah said, I have formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light to the nations. Yes, he was talking about someone in his own time, and we can easily see how he is talking about Jesus as being the light to the nations, as the covenant, the promise of God to be there. But today, who will be there for people in need? Who will be there? Who is waiting for us to touch them with the announcement of this love? God did not write His covenant, the promise, on a piece of paper. God wrote the covenant on human hearts, our hearts, hearts to be broken open, hearts to share and spread that love, as Jesus did. Today, we often think of His baptism as that inauguration day of His mission, as He appears on the public scene to now go forth to preach, to heal, to teach, to show humanity a different way of life. On that day of His baptism, these words were heard over the waters of the Jordan. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. But again, today we all must hear those words and believe it. You, God says to each of us, you are my beloved daughter, my beloved son. With you I am well pleased, for you are part of this body of Christ, my son. You are part of His mission and His ministry to the world. Go forth from here and be the promise, be my promise to the world. We each have the opportunity to do one of two things. We can either reveal God to others, or we can hide God from others. It all depends on how we are going to turn towards this world in front of us. Will we turn toward it with God's openness, God's desire to bring together all people in love and community, to extend God's compassion and forgiveness, God's kindness and mercy? Or will we turn in a different direction and hide God? It is something we all can reflect on this day. But to be sure, we are not a church that stays at home. We are a church that walks, that moves, that is out into the world to bring what we have heard. For someone has brought that message to you and me over the generations as it was handed down, and now it is to us to take it to those who are waiting. Family, children, friends, neighbors, strangers on the street, needy ones halfway across the world. People are waiting for you and for me.